Sugyos Nida Shimon Malav, continued by the Rosh Hashiva Yud Dalad Teves, Heitav Shimon Vav, December 26, 1985, on Thursday, continued.
Going to discuss certain points in Reyda Machmastashmis and then Reyda Machmastashmis. Now, Reyda Machmastashmis, now you have gone over the Simon Torah, the Yod, Simon Kuzan. Now there is a machleket, the Rambam in the Raide. Reyda Machmastashmis, Gimel Tom. So the question is, the first time he's counting, that she has to see 3 times Dama Mustashmis after she saw once. Because until she sees Dam once, so then she's not expected to anticipate any Dam. But if once she saw Dam Machmastashmis, so then before the second time she has tashmi, she has to make a dikeh. Because it's very likely, if she saw dam machmas tashmi the first time, so it's very likely that she had a menstrual flow before the tashmi. And it's not a result of the tashmi. So mele, after she saw dam machmas tashmi once, so then she has to make a dikeh before the tashmish, to make sure that she doesn't see dam before the tashmish. So she makes a dikeh before the tashmish once and doesn't see dam, and then immediately after the tashmish, you know, immediately, instantaneously, she sees dam. So, and then a second time she makes a dikeh before the tashmish, and she doesn't see that, and then instantaneously, I mean, she takes it yodo. I mean, the shiori, and she finds dam after tashmish, instantaneously after tashmish, and the third time she makes a dikeh before tashmish, and doesn't find dam. And then instantaneously after tashmish, she sees dam. So then it's also got to see dam after tashmish. But how can you count the first time she didn't even make a dikeh? Maybe she had a discharge before the tashmish, a few minutes before the tashmish. So that's the shita of the Raya. So there's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Raya. And then, alright. Now then, there is a machlekes achreni, but there is a raya from Tesves in Nire. Now the question is, so here damach mustashmish, and the 3 times and the 3 husbands, so then she has to submit to the Sheferes test, otherwise she's not allowed to get married. Is that a raya or that is a rabba? So the Nidibihude and the Chasam Sefer and most Achrim say it's the Rabbah. As a matter of fact, from Tesis it's Mashma that way. Now let's see the Tesis that we learned on Tuesday. Because Dapsamachbova Mulawe. Wir nun vorrecht, dass die Rebbe meide, die Rehe mach mastaschmisch, die Boye gimul zinn in la azuke, du mir hagel liu domol yom in beis, du maschal mono chachom in gimul, ki noch lo shumu piltoli, da filo li Rebbe boye tla zinne. Why? Because it's like a deset hatol de maise, in the shach, in simen kuk pezayet, sit lamed hei. So he says that it's like a deset al the kritzes. Rehe damach mastashmish imu pomim is based upon the aloche of deset al the enes, al the kritzes. Now, some mele, most Rashim say that the iser lobby al lishto some of the best days of Rabbah. There are some Rishayim who say it's a Nisad Raisi, but the Nebude says in the Chazam Seifer, vis-a-vis Veset Kvitzes, so Veset Aldeines, so even the Rishayim who hold that Veset is the Raisi some of the best, that's only Veset Ayomi. But Veset Aldeines does not have a deen of a Veset Kavua, even if you saw three times. It's Neka with one deviation, Veset Aldeines. So that is certainly the Rabbah. And since Taisa says, Ulimashim Chachomim Gimel Binoch Roshum Ul Palpali, that feel the Rebbe Boyet Ladzine and the Shach and Sin Kufri Zion that the Sifram Ulim says that it's Veset, it's like Veset Aldeines, that kind of Somuch Levesto, Veset Aldeines is certainly only Rabbah. So, there's the Shite of the Nebihude, the Chassam Sefer, and many, many other persons. However, there are two who say that Rei Adamach Mastashmi Himupon and the three husbands is that without the Shifares testing is a sure to get married Midarais. Who is that? That's the Chalkas Mechaitik in Ebn Ezer, Simen Kuf Yutes, Simen Kuf Yutes, there is mentioned the Aloche of Rei, also, the Rei Damach Mastash Mishgimu Poni, and the three husbands. So the Chalkas Mechaitik in Ebn Ezer, Simen Kuf Yutes says, that is Midaraisi. And the Oha Shulchan in Simen Kuf Pizayim also says it's Midaraisi. But most Poskim say it's only Midarabonon, and from the Rishayni, Tesves, the Rajbo, they say that even Rebbe will require three Ries, not two, because it's like a Veset al the Achila Shumoy Pilpili. And the Shach in Simen Kuf Zayin Sif Lamed Hei says it's Veset al the Eines, al the Kvitzes. So Veset al the Kvitzes is certainly the Rabbon, because the halacha is that it is Neka by one deviation. It doesn't require three deviations. It only has the din, the effect of Veset Chinikovua, so it's certainly only the Rabbah. Right. So how do they, but the Halkas Mechikik and the Ohashulchan, how do they explain it? So they say not like Tesis. Tesis says that three Damach Mastashmish Mopon and the three husbands, so he's Asur without the testing because of Vestes. Vestes are the Achalashum, Vestes are the Kvites, as the Shach in Siflamed Hei. Simen Kuf Zayin Siflamed Hei explained it. But they say not like Tesis. The Chalchas Mechaitik and the Oha Shulchan. They mention the Gemara. They mention the Gemara. Omalei li rabdine bayese bzil baase. Ozul boase v'linof on menu b'lenide. Oma Shmuel zu mimalo v'nefetesi. So the Amdaik from the Roshna Rambam that this is a chayil. It's a certain kind of a sickness. It's not Vestes. It's a certain kind of a sickness that certain women, so when they have tashmish, so the veins in the wall of the uterus become clogged up, and there is excessive pressure, and then it bursts, and there is a discharge of blood. That's a certain condition that certain women have. Some male, it's midaraisi, they say. But most poskim, and from the Rishayim it appears, that it's not midaraisi, so we do not even have to be chayshish, that it's from the Mokeya. We can take it for granted that it's Machmas Dodim, not from the Mokeya. but midrabanan, because of Vestas, like Veset al de achila shum, the pilpili, or Veset al de tritzes. So that's only midrabanan. I don't think that one has to be fascist for the sheikh, the chalkas, and the faking, and the Aruch HaShulchan, because from the Rishonim it appears like the Nevi Yehuda and the Chasam Zevi. Alright. Now, connection with the Indian of Tabor in Nose, Tzricho, Tzricho in the Zayin Akin, the Gemara mentioned. So, why? Because Mei Mach Maschimud, she saw down. So there is a small piece of Gemara that pop on the days. Turn to Gemara that pop on the days. But also, discussing. The 18th line from the top, just a few lines. Da yitze, the aise domer li kami de rablezer, have yosif rabame kami orche, omele haidam chimudu, bosa di napke it pile rabame, omele bali hoyo biderech, vichimaditi, ko olo soira di shem li reyo. Chenisavis li bailo, Viroasa Hadam Machmastai. So here also the Gemara mentions that Machmas Chimut is the Shayach to Sidam. Look in the Kedusha Aram and the Pop. So what did he say? Damchim. So what Daphimine does it make? Damchimut is also a nido. Because we see that the world in Nose Tzricho Linne Zayin Kin Shemoroa Sudamach Maschimut. So what's the significance of Maschimut? What did man do? He recognized it. Urabame recognized it. It was damchim. What did Melech make? Damchimud. What was the cause? That she is a nido. So the Ram says, Pir shubay damchimudu vitoy. It means, he meant, since he's damchimud, so maybe it's toy. Vikshalze, midamrinum pir basrim chirutin, tovuo linoshe in his paiso, tzricholoshet zayniki, so why did he say damchimud? Elavadai, hay dikoma damchimud lo yitare hakein. Elavidah hamis chachmas. So he says that he said damchimud, not that it had any relevance. He just wanted to show, I mean, that he can recognize by looking at it down what caused the man's true flow. But in the Kaname is the same Allah. That That's one lesson. Then the Ram says something else. Bilinire de epsher di koimon vadai di dam chimudu toi. Vahai di tzichaleche zai mikim, mishum de agef chimud, miserer in domer, de achal pishe dam chimud toier, epsher she nimshach ab dam nilusime. It's strange fact. So, one lashon in the Ram is, many rishonim say that. But who is it? Chavame who said, Dam Chimu. Chavame. Yeah, Chavame. That he didn't mean Dam Chimu, so he made it story. He just wanted to show his expertise, that by looking at a dam, he can recognize it, whether it's dam chimud or dam nila. But dam chimud is also dam nila. But I mean, dam chimud means dam nido that was caused by chimud. But there is no significance in dam chimud. That's the sheet of most Hashem. The Ram says, no. Ravame said, this I recognize, that this dam was exclusively caused by him. So maybe she's there. But we say to Boli, no say. So, Tzricholimni Zayniki, maybe Machmas Chimut, or Asadam, but if it's Machmas Chimut, so it's Toer. So the pshat is, if there is no Ravame, such an expert, who can make sure, determine, that there is no droplet of regular dam nido, so then, we achishish, maybe machmas chimut is so dam chimut. But once the mokir discharges dam machmas chimut, so it can provoke regular menstrual flow. But here Ravame was such a big expert by looking at it, so he saw that it wasn't mixed with a droplet of regular damir. It was exclusively damir. So maybe she didn't have to count anything. It's a very big fish. But the other Hashem, I think Ramban, they explain it dam toyer, not as it's toyer. In other words, he just wanted to show chokmah, like the first washing up. Now you have to understand. That's why I went over these few lines. What kind of it? What is it? Machleik is that. Now I discussed in the shuri the problem that certain women have with obduration dreams. That's my theory. I discussed it with a certain obstetrician, and he told me he himself doesn't know, but it's very likely. He's an obstetrician. But he doesn't know whether it is so, but on the basis of the facts of ovulation bleeding, so it's possible that this is so. So, now the shaila is, certain women have ovulation bleeding. Do they have to count Zayikim or they don't have to count Zayikim? When we learned Niskusim, I discussed that question. Because in connection with the Machlekes, between Rav and Levi, whether my Nechad Rush Dimayos, we pass like Rav, that's my Nechad, Ateoti Mosi, Ateoti Hoti. And Levi says, Shtemayons, what's Nakimine? Shifas. Shifas, Mitech Zion, Leacha Zion, and also Shifas, Mitech Mem, Leacha Mem, or Mitech Yudalad, Leacha Yudalad, or Mitech Pei, Leacha Pei. We pass to Leacha. So the question is, what is it? Leacha Sintzias, whether It comes from the same channel, from the same source, but from different sources. Not from Starbucks. So Chassam Sefer is the Tkash. And Chassam Sefer says, Chas V'Sholom, it's not a Machlokes, it's yes. Such a Mitzvah. Whether it comes from the same source or not from the same source. Of course it comes from the Mokka. It comes from Mokka. But the Shaila is whether it emanates from the same cause or it emanates from a different cause. So Rav says, my effort, it emanates from the same cause. And Levi says, while the boat it comes from Mokea, Damteya, but it emanates from a different cause. From a different cause. And we pass like Rav, that my effort. So what does it mean according to some Teika? What does it mean according to some Teika? That we pass like Rav, that it emanates from the same cause. That's why it's muter because of the special zelsa cause. Because that's why it's muter because of the special zelsa cause. So even in case of shifas, it's muter. Even in the case of Shifas, it's not, because it's special Zerosakosu. But if there wouldn't be special Zerosakosu, so then it would be Osa. It would be Osa. Why is it Osa? Why will it be Osa if not for the special Zerosakosu? Because it emanates from the same cause. But Levi says, it emanates from a different cause. So it's mutar not because of the special Zerosakosu. Because it emanates from a different cause, so true it emanates from Moker, but from a different cause than menstrual bleeding. So then, according to something fair, it's possible. I didn't say it's certain. We discussed it very thoroughly, that question. So according to the Chassam Sefer, it's very likely that if a woman has ovulation bleeding, so then, she doesn't have to count Zayinikin. Doesn't have to count Zayinikin. Because Levi says that Damteya is Toya, not because of a special Zosakos, because Mayanacha, that's why it's Toya. And we don't pass like Levi, because we pass like Rav, that it's Mayanacha, it emanates from the same cause. But if it had emanated from a different cause, then Rav would also be made it, that it's muter without the special zelsakos. But ovulation bleeding is certainly emanates from a different cause. It comes from the source, from the walls of the uterus. But the way a few doctors told me, I'm not such a book in this, but it was explained to me, I understood it. So physiologically, it is just the antithesis of menstrual bleeding. So, it is just the antithesis of menstrual bleeding. You see, because a menstrual bleeding takes place when the woman does not conceive, is not conceived. And ovulation bleeding, on the contrary, when the woman is ready to conceive, at the time, the period of ovulation, so that's the fertile period. So, the way the doctor explained to me, that it physiologically, the cause is the antithesis of the cause of menstrual. So, Mary comes from something that she shouldn't have to count on. The child advises many times, I passed and she has to count on. Because there is another pshat in the machlekes, that there is no machlekes in Mitzvahs altogether. According to Hasifa, there is a machlekes in Mitzvahs, but not such a wide divergence in Mitzvahs, whether it comes from the same channel or a different channel. But still Mitzvahs, whether it emanates from the same physiological cause or from a different physiological cause. Different physiological cause. So, but I think that we can say there is no machlokes in the Mitzvahs. The Mitzvahs is what it is. There is what is the Mitzvahs? That it emanates from the Mokeh, but from a different cause. From a different cause. Like ovulation, it comes from the walls of the uterus, but from a different physiological cause than menstrual bleeding. But Raph says, Alpidin is considered like my mouth. And without a special Tirzakosu, so then it would be Tomei. Because it's my Nechot. What difference does it make what the cause is? It emanates from the same source. And Horai, according to the Raya of Bis Yosef, so even Damako, which is certainly a different cause, has an ulcer in the uterus. So it is also in the Midrash. It's an old Midrash. But it's my Nechot, and it should be Tomei. Like a regular leader, there's a special Zeus, of course. So even by Shifas, son Mele, she's also Tmeir. And she's also Tmeir. I mean, Shifas, Mitir Zayin Lacha Zayin, Mitir Chidal Ed Lacha Zayin. So, and Levi says, no, Alpidin, since it emanates from a different physiological cause, son Mele, it's to be considered like a different Maya, as if it had come not from the uterus. So that's why. But of course we pass like half, so that means that in any case where there is a bleeding from the Mokeya, the bleeding from the Mokeya, emanating from a different cause than the cause of menstrual bleeding, so she's in need of more. So I had a child many times of Yeshua. I don't know how Rabbonim passed. I suppose they told Rabbonim passed that she has to come Zayinikin. I had a child, and I always fast in Zayinikin, and regularly 5 and 7, like a real needle. But sometimes a woman who has a problem with ovulation bleeding cannot conceive. And ovulation bleeding, she just spots one time and that's all. So Mele, if in a case, in a hardship situation, where it interferes with conception, so then I tell the woman, she doesn't have to count the 5 days over and above the Zayinikin. Because like this, nevertheless, don't make a difference. Because when a woman has menstrual bleeding, she bleeds at least for 3 days, sometimes for 5 days. I mean, at least for 3 days, but most of the time, 5 days. But in ovulation bleeding, she bleeds one day. And sometimes she doesn't even bleed, she just spots. So if it is a situation where it might interfere with conception, inasmuch as the 5 days over and above is just a humrek, a minek, and there is a possibility that maybe she's not even tomei, because it's possible the conduct from Sefer, so she goes with the count. So in certain situations, I tell them they only have to count Zayinikin, they don't have to count 5 days over and above the tiny kid. But I wish you wouldn't mention it, because it might be abused, you know. Some people here, I said, no 5 days. So in all situations, they'll say, I passed with no 5 days. But this is not so. Only in hardship situations, where it interferes with conception. And there are many cases, even in Chicago, certain women who couldn't conceive and couldn't have any children. And then I told them that just to count because of the ovulation bleeding. And I told them, there are many. And then they counted only Zayinikin, without the 5 days, and they can see it. And they had children, several children. So, don't advertise it. I mean, but I'm just telling you what I passed. You have to be very careful in mentioning Chokhmah. Because I know that some of Ramesha Feinstein's shocking, because Ramesha Feinstein is an unopened tzaddik, you know, and he trusts everybody, and sometimes he doesn't realize that certain so-called poskim take advantage of his sitkes, and they abuse Ramesha Feinstein's shocking. When Ramesha Feinstein passes under special situations, they'll pass under all situations. So you have to be very careful, because of the shuolim ktanim amchablim esakom. Now, so I think the pshad, the two lishenes in the Ram, most lishenes say that when Rav Ami said dam chinud, he meant it's tameh, but he just wanted to show his chochmeh that he can recognize. But the Ran says, no. Damchinu itstoye. Because he recognized that it, there wasn't a blend of damchinu and regular damnido. But in the usual case, well, you don't have such an expert like Avame who will be able to determine that it's completely damchinu, so then she has to count Dainikin. Because it's possible that as a result of the dam chimud, so the menstrual bleeding is also allowed. The menstrual bleeding is also allowed. All right. Now, I think, it's only a theory. I discussed it with Morten Monatsikrishi, and he says it's possible. He doesn't know himself that the whole Indian of a woman bleeding as a result of chimut is ovulation bleeding, not menstrual bleeding. Menstrual bleeding doesn't take place as a result of chimut, but ovulation bleeding can take place as a result of chimut. So melee, all the Rishayim, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva, they hold tam chimudu, but it's tam anyway. So in other words, that ovulation bleeding is also mixed a midomidarais. But according to the Ran, so ovulation bleeding will not make a midomidarais. But machmas choshe, limai says the same thing, because machmas choshe, we have to be chayshesh, if she has ovulation bleeding, maybe there was a mashu of menstrual bleeding aroused. So we might say it's the same thing, except that according to the Ramban and the Rajbo and the Ritva, most Rishonim, so it's ovulation bleeding per se that makes her nido. And according to the Ram, ovulation bleeding by itself would not make her nido. But because of the Chshoshe, and that's only a Chshoshe, it might be only in the Rabbonon, that's Chshoshe, that perhaps the ovulation bleeding also allows menstrual bleeding. I'll tell you, I'll advise you not to mention this theory to Rabbonim, because many Rabbonim will laugh at what, because they don't know what ovulation bleeding is in the. So maybe they'll laugh at it, but someone who knows, so he will not laugh at it. All right, now. Thank you. Yes.
So, in a case where Our Lady has ovulation bleeding, so she wouldn't, in special circumstances where she can't conceive, so she would just have to count Dainikim, or she have to count...
No, Dainikim, she has to count.
Yeah, but the three...
Not the 5 days.
Even the 3 days, she doesn't have to count the three...
No, because usually ovulation bleeding, she starts one day and then stops.
But don't we say... We don't think Choshev should... In other words,
you see, in another raya, because many Rishayim say... First of all, most Rishayim say she doesn't have to make a tzitzit. And many Rishayim say, you'll see it here in the tour, that she doesn't even have to make any bikkus or design king. She just has to be alerted that she has to be pale. She shouldn't be misled us. And some Rishayim say, one day of design king, there is one shita that she has to make a bikkus of a tzitzit. Why is it? Most Rishayim doesn't have to make it because that, after all, the dik of a setar is the most important dik that certainly the rising. Because if, as long as a woman did not make the dik of a setar, she is becheskas neo. Is the dik of a that's me the rising. That's not only by zove, even by nide. So she has to make sure me the rising nide, even if she bleeds all the 7 days. But she cannot be tibelis the night after the 7th day unless she makes a decay and she makes sure that it stopped bleeding. So that decay is midaraisa by all much, not only by zobe, but by nide, by everyone. And the decays of zobe, of zayin ki, that's not so there's a machlekes between Rav and Rav Chanine to Ishenes, according to Rav, so one B'dikam Zayinikin is in of the Eret. So that's why many Rishenim say that it's only that only one B'dikam is necessary. And one of the days, and that's a Taranat. Why? Because that fits ovulation reading. Because the nature of ovulation reading is that the woman will spat and stop. That's all. She'll not continue to have it flow day after day. So that fits the mitzies of ovulation. That's the main right. Yes, what is it?
And how would the Ram explain the Machlokas Rav and Levi?
What?
How would the Ram explain the Machlokas Rav and Levi? Because if the Ram popped up like Rav, so you should
maybe the Ram will explain like that something. Now, Simon Kutsa de Beis. Tavua li nosi. Vinis paiso tzricho leishi zayin iki. Ben deo ben ktano vatu vokatva bishastriye u mozo teo. Shemo mach maschilu dhuaso tipzam kechado. Velo yadisha bo. U mein yeshivo mi mochas yimatu. Pashtes haloshin of the tool and the shukono is not like the Ran, but like the other Hashem. That the damchimud itself makes her nidah. Not maybe the damchimud provoked a little bit of damnidah too. And she has to count the current. Kosabadino of the Orozal, Yesh Midilim Shekosu Shinetzricho, Loi Hepsek, Tarevel, the cloud of the Asphire. Loi bitchelosom the loi bisefon. Yeah. The Shem say that she has to count Hanikin. No, she has to count him, but she doesn't have to make any dikes. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. No hepsektare. The loi bitchel cloud me asfire. Loi bitchelosom the loi bisefon. I will call Shem Tino and say, Yolma, what do you mean, Tino? What should she do? The 7 days pass by themselves automatically. No, the answer is she shouldn't be Mesiah Das. She should be alerted. She should mentally alert herself to the question as to whether she has a flow or she doesn't have a flow. And that's considered like a sphere of vanity. But you don't have to make any bidikas. The Rosh says, אלא שאינו צריכו להפסיק ביטר, אף על פי שלבודקו במטריע להפסיק ביטר, מילים יעמו חשיב הסיומים, ובדקס בכל יעין. וחינקוס ברמבן, סור, בזי מיקים שיש נגד דיקה, but every day, she says, and that's a taranak, I mean, isn't it strange? A bdike by zove every day, so he passed in his own lechatchile, but the evet, according to Rav, so even one day of the Zaynikim is enough. By zove gmure, and according to Pchanine, 2 days of Zaynikim, chlos on very safe one, most machine passed like Rav, this man passed like a Pchanine in the Mechaber has two machines. But, so here, it's even the Arab, the Yura B'Shmei Shmai, the most important Bdike, which is certainly the right say, by all Midas, not is of it, Hepzik Tare, so that she doesn't have to make. But the Bdikes in Zayin Kim, she has to make. Isn't it strange? Well, the answer is, and that's how they explain it. Because Hepzik Tare is not a Bdike peculiar to his own. Zaynikin dikes is peculiar to his own, because Torah says the sofro. What is the sofro? It's not like, I mean, it's not there is a strange law, but this is not a shite that anybody is racist. I mean, the sofro law by Zove is unlike the Sfira Saima. He doesn't require any verbalization. There is a shlaw, a very strange shlaw, but should not even be mentioned. Because it is something so strange that no one is chitit for it. And no one is chitit for it, and it sounds strange. There has to be a pshat. But, so what does this suffer mean? What does this suffer mean? What? She has to say, hayei mechot, ninkiyei sai, chas v'sholem. So the sofro means she has to make sure that 7 days after, how does she make sure? By making a dik, by putting in a piece of cloth. So that's peculiar to Zove, because of the sofro. Because of the sofro. And you see that according to Rabbi Yeshua, if she made a dik the first day, and she made a dik of the 7th day, she has to count after that 5 more days. Now, isn't it strange? Monashach. Are we a chenshish that in view of the fact that she didn't make a bdike every day of the Zaynikin, maybe on the 2nd day she saw down? So what effect will be, of what significance will be the fact that she'll count 5 more days after the 7th day? But if she saw on the 2nd day, if she saw on the 3rd day, if she saw on the 6th day, so mele, she has to count Zayin Kim again. The answer is, we are not chishis. According to Rabbi Yeshua, that may be on the 2nd day she saw, on the 6th day she saw, because she didn't make the dik. In view of the fact, she made the dik on the 1st day, on the 7th day. So, and she was clean, so no probability. She didn't sit down in between either. But she has to count Zayin Kim. It's because of the Xeras HaKosu of the Sofro Shivayon. What do you mean the Sofro? It doesn't mean like Xeras HaKosu, she has to say Hayini Mechot, Hayini Mshemili, Linki Yoisai, Chas Yisholeh. It means she has to make a bdike. She has to make it testing. There's the Pshat in the Sofro. Some male, in so far as Damchimud is concerned, so the nature of Damchimud is she doesn't continue to have a discharge of Dam. It's not like menstrual bleeding. Like I said, so it fits the nature of ovulation bleeding. She starts once and then she stops. Then she stops. Some male, insofar as if sectarian is concerned, that's not a peculiar to Zove. That's because since she bled, so she's gecheskas tmeo, until we made sure that the status quo of bleeding stopped. But here, we don't have to make sure that the status quo of bleeding stopped, because the nature of that bleeding is she bleeds once and stops. So why does she have to make it bigger? But since every needle today has a din of Zovet Dele, and by Zovet Dele the biggest is not to make sure. The rise from Rabbi Yeshua is because of the Zakosu of the Sopho, Leatmo, Shibayomi. What do you mean Sopho? It's not like Zerasaima that she has to verbalize, and it means she has to make sure. How does she make sure? By testing. How does she test? The Rosh says, "Lo nire." Elo shetzrich abdike kolina svira, she mitzvah lehafti gitare. Afro pishol ibot kobi ima svie. Lehafti gitare meni amochol shil yomim, uvidekes b'chol yayim. V'chein kos baramban. But hefti gitare not. There is one shiddes Hashem, I think it's the Azora, who says that she has to make the bdika of the tare also. But that's only shiddes Yochi. All the other Hashemim agree that no bdikah zetara. Why not? So they all point out that because the nature of dam chimud is that she bleeds once and stops immediately. The chayim kosav Rambam. I mean, this I was told by all the doctors that ovulation bleeding, there is no continuance of bleeding. She just parts once and stops. Because the Rashi says the woman was a Hashem was a chiddush, she's manurochei v'nechemeret b'kach. So in other words, that supposes the woman was a the chosmi Esther to get married after 12 months, and then so the chosmi was the woman was a in top shin and dalet. But he said, the Esther, she should get married to him in Tov Shin Mem Hei. And she immediately started to count Zayin Kiyin. So that's not enough. Because in as much as it's Lizman Merube, so Memele, the Chimud, if it takes place, doesn't take place immediately, but Korev to the day of the wedding. Yearly, she may be law, be sure, she may him talk a hoope, Michirome Sare de Asinte, when they start preparing the barley for the meal of the hoope. That was, you know, Zman Chazal, Zman Rishani. Today there's a different, you know, different convention. I mean, no one does anything for a wedding. They go to a caterer, and they make arrangement and they sign a contract. I suppose, I mean, I didn't see it, but that today, what would be the counterpart of Rome Sareba Sinte when you may sign a contract in the caterer? That would be the counterpart of Rome Sareba Sinte. But I'll tell you, the Yoni of the Tavua Linose, Sricho Lini Zaini Kiin, is not a very relevant Dean today. It
was very relevant in Zman Chazal when even Pnuyas, because of Tares, so counted Zayinikin in order not to contaminate Tares. So Mele, like this, the Kale could be Tevo. But because of the Shoshin, to really not say Machmas, you couldn't draw a Saddam, you had to count Zayinikin. But today, the Pnuyas don't count Zayinikin. And we'll see, I mean, that it's even worse for Pnuyas to go with Tefillin, according to the Ramban. There is it. According to Chazal, the Ramban explains it in connection with the Morim Shabbos of Talmud Echot. The Chazal or Misaki, that a Pnuya is not allowed to go with Tefillin, in order not to be Misayeya, the Bali Taive, that they should be either Averas, Chas V'Sholem. So, some Mele, every Kale has to count Ayinikin, not Midrabonon because of Damchimut, because she's a Nido. She's a Nido. Alright. V'yira li shemein lo b'shor sh'nechim tzorche achupe michir rome sare ba'asinte b'chayetze ova b'kin sotir zman hazeh lo yisyach edimot. אלו הוא יושן עם האנושים ואישנו עם האנושים כי שו חוסון שפירסו אישתי נידו. Suppose he was Canes, the Isho, and the Isho did not count Zayniki, not Zayniki. So ממילא, since מלרבונו הוא יפת בחישש שמו רואה סודם אך מסכימות, even if she knows she's there, or I mean, because she was developed already for the last time she had areas down, and she didn't have any, as far as she knows, any other areas down. But the fact that it was the will in Ose creates a choshe mid rabbonon. Maybe she was roaso damach maschimut. So maybe it was kinso. He's not allowed to be misyachit with that. Like a nido, or a cheese, a nido mid rabbon, not mid rais. Lisyachim, Yoshin bin Anoshin Anoshin, the Ishenoim Anoshin, Kisho Hoson Shapir Sisht Nido, Ben Tamit Hochem Riache, Lafukim Divre Ramban, I think is it to Isaiah. It's not Ramban, it's Ramban. Lafukim Divre Ramban, Shekosab, Shetamit Hochem, יוכל לקרינסו מיד וליחדים כי הוא יודע שהוא עושה לא ביולאו. דרם במשיטה, עוד רשעים אחרת מרבי, עייבד איזמאס. And עוד רשעים אחרת מרבי, דרם במשיטה is on the basis of the גמורה למתחס ליבומס. So, that the תמותחוכן is allowed to be מסייחד to the Kale, even though the Kale was not Main is Aini Kin, and after it was the bull in us. Because a Talmud Chochem, he can be trusted. She can be trusted. Chosun She Pearson. Now the tour discusses the union of Chosun She Pearson Kalos in Nido. When she became a real Nido, a Nido mid Raise, Kedim Shebore, also Lilis Yahidimo, El Hu Yoshin bin Anoshin, the Yishino bin Anoshin, the Yishino bin Anoshin, the Yin Sheboal Pioso Nido, Muton Lis Yahid, because of Rambam Nido, Kedim Shebore, Libio, in Huposo Hupo, Achati Tai, Bilo Nihire, La Deni Obi Horosa. We near La Deni Obi Horosa. Now, the Gemara in Ksube says that Chosin Shepir so ish the Nido. So the Aloch is also is Yachidimo, who Yoshin bein Anoshin, vihi Isheino bein Anoshin. So there are three Shittes here. Three Shittes are Shem. The Shitte of the Raid is that like this, a Baal is allowed to be misyachet with the Ishtinga. If there hadn't been this aloha, so it would involve a great hardship every time the wife becomes an idol, so he doesn't have any children, grown-up children. So in other words, so he'll have to stay in one place and she'll have to stay in another place. But there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. I'm afraid I won't be able to go over Syrian Kushan. Gemara, Sanhedrin, where is the Gemara Sanhedrin? The 19th line from the top of the Omid, that from Zayin Omidav. Suga Bashishan, fenced around by rollers. It's a possible chashir. Shafilu ki suga shal shishanim lo yifritzu bohen pirtas. That's why there are rabbis who wrote pamphlets about Taz Mishpoche, Hedge of Roses, is because of suga bashishan. So, shafilu ki suga shal shishanim lo yifritzu bohen pirtas. Even if the mechitzah between the husband and wife is made out of roses, it's very easy to go over, you know, to overcome that kind of mechitzah. Just push the roses. So, but that's a good mechitzah. That's a good mechitzah. Suga v'shishanim shafim, if you suga shal shishanim, lo yifrutu behen pirtzis. That doesn't mean that the mechitzah of roses will be not in the sakness. There's something else. Suga b'shishanim sha'afilu ki suga shal shishanim lo yifritzu ben pirtus. V'ayne d'om alei ahu mine l'rafkane. There was a certain amount of chaos. So he said to Rafkane, Amrite, you pushy, you say, shor l'yechude b'ade gavre, that a woman, while she's in Nidor, she's allowed to be siachet and to sleep in the same room with her husband. I mean, how is it possible? How can you trust them? Efsha, Eish b'neires, Ve'inom mehadeves, husband and wife sleep in the same room, and you trust them that they will not be nirso? I mean, it's ridiculous. That's what the mean said up here. So he was a big fumak that up here. So, Omalei, Hatero yidolei, Suga bashishani, Shafiniki Suga Bashishani Loyifrut Ben Pirtas. Never mind. The Torah has confidence in the Jewish people that a hedge of roses is a sufficient guarantee. You don't need an iron curtain. But a roses curtain is good enough for guarantee. Maybe better than an iron curtain. So it's a special deal sakosa. It's a special zeros akosim that there is no isayichud bayim. But it's more mamurim after bilas mitzvah. But kedem bilas mitzvah, so then he's also isyach. Now the question is this: kedem bilas mitzvah, is it regular isayichud like by all moshim, or no? Since there is a Xeras HaKosov of Suga Bashishani, the Jews can be trusted. So, Mele, vis-a-vis Nido, there is no Isayim. Vis-a-vis Nido, there is no Isayim. Of course, If the nido is not his wife, she's a knuye. So any knuye, there is a nisa yichud mi rabban. Because David the Bistine, when the incident with Amnon and Tamar happened, so David the Bistine were against the year that one is not allowed to misyachid l'uknuye. But if they are married, so there's a girl's accustomed of subla shishanim, there is no nisa yichud between husband and wife, even if she's in. He can sleep in the same room, there is no Israel. But, Bamedvorna Morin, after Bilas Mitzvah. But before Bilas Mitzvah, there is an Israel. Because a cause of Sudaba Shishanim only applies to after Bilas Mitzvah. But before Bilas Mitzvah, before the marriage is consummated, the exercise of Tzuba Shishan goes into play. That's one possible explanation. There's another possible explanation. That since there's exercise of Tzuba Shishan, so that means there is no Yisrael Yehud. And even Kaden Bilas Mitzvah, there is no Yisrael Yehud. But Kaden Bilas Mitzvah, there is a special Rabbanon that we are Chachomim more Gezia, we shouldn't be Shachay, because of a Shoshe of Yitzchak. But it's not the regular Yisrael. It's a special Yisrael. You see, there are two ways of it. Now, in regard to the Aloha of Chosn Shepirso, Kalosu Yido, Kedim Sheboleo, so Hu Yoshin Bein Anoshin, Vihi Yisheino Bein Anoshin. Vihi Yisheino Bein Anoshin. So, the Afrishit is Vishen. The sheet of the Raivid is that Chosn Shepir so Kalosin Yido, Kaden Bilas Mitzvah. So in the daytime, the Chosn is allowed to be Mishyachit with the cow. Hold it. And doesn't require Nishmiya. Why? Because Sugaba Shishan. So certainly, according to the Raivid, the exercise of Sugaba Shishan applies even Kaden Bilas Mitzvah. But in the night time doesn't mean night time, just to be siachit for half an hour. It means sleep. To sleep in the same room. The chosn and the kale, kedim bilas mitzvah, they're not allowed unless he's yoshin, who is yoshin bin anoshin, the yishin of bin anoshin. So then they can both sleep in the same room. The last coming, that's not sneezing. All right, it might not be sneezing, but suppose the notion consists of children, so it's not inconsistent with sneezing. Let's say grown-ups, I mean, for a number of men sleeping in the same room as a number of women is certainly not sneezing. Not that there is any special Issa, but it's not sneezing. But young children, so it's not inconsistent with this. So that's the aloha, that who yoshin bin anoshin, they can chosn the kala at night. Like this, he is allowed to misyach the whole day in the kala. But at night, he's not allowed to sleep in the same room with the kala, kiribos mitzvah, unless, let's say, there are a number of beds, let's say, on one side of the room, where women sleep together with the kale, and on the other side of the room, there are men who sleep together with the husband. So that's all right. So that means, so it doesn't mean, so it requires two shmiras. Hu yoshin bein hanoshin, vi yisheino bein hanoshin. That means, let's say you take a child, in the same room, the chosn and the kale can sleep, but let's say a girl child sleeps together with the kale, and the boy child sleeps together in a bed next to the chosn, in the same room. That's called two shmiras. The Rosh says, no, the two yoshin bin anoshin, the yishin of bin anoshin, doesn't mean both. Two shmiras. Only one shmira. Oi, oi! In other words, as long as a, let's say, the Kala has a young sister, let's say, who's 6 years old, so she can sleep together with the Kala in one bed, and then the Chosn can sleep in another bed whole night, because then there is no Yichud. According to the Ravid, there is no Yisrael Yichud in the daytime, but nighttime it requires to Shmiras. According to the Rosh, so in the daytime he cannot be Nisyachay even for a few minutes in the Kale if no one is in the room. And if the door is closed, he cannot be Nisyachay even for a moment with the Kale. And at night time, if there is one Shmir, let's say there is a young brother who sleeps in the same room with the Chosn, so the Kale can also sleep in the same room, because then there is no Yisrael. Then there is no Yisrael. So what's the machlekes between the Ravid and the Rosh? According to the Ravid, so there is no Yisrael Yichud between husband and wife, period. Even before the last mitzvah. Sugabal Shishami, it's not. Doesn't make a difference for the last mitzvah. And the last mitzvah. Sugabal Shishami. But there is a special Zayah, Shamotak of Yitzchak, that at night they shouldn't sleep without two Shmiras. One Shmir is not enough. Not enough. So, in other words, so one child, boy, has to sleep with the Chosn, and one child, the girl, has to sleep with the cow. Two Shmiras. According to the Rosh, there is no requirement of two Shmiras. It doesn't mean both. Who Yoshin bein Anoshin, Yili Sheino bein Anoshin. Oyoy, either he is Yoshin bein Anoshin, there is a young brother who sleeps with him, he doesn't have to be a brother, a child, you see. Or a young sister who sleeps with that. So as long as there is no Yisrael Yehud. And the same thing applies to the daytime too. If they want to spend time in one room, so they have to have a child with them. So according to the Rosh, it just an Yisrael Yehud. Given to us mitzvah, there is an Yisrael Yehud. Then there is a third, the Chumrah. There is a purpose that in the daytime they require only one shmir. They have one child with them in the apartment, so there is no Yisrael Yichud. But nighttime, to sleep in the same room, they have to have two shmirs. That's another shmir. That's the point. Alright. Now, we discussed it in Dushni last year. The Rambam Shite is that while Dushni is tefes in a needle, but Nisui is not tefes in a needle. The Rambam Shite, I don't want to go into it, it's not our name. Alright, now the Shokhanot. I think there is a word. Shite is Ratzatar. And then Shach says, Vioidne noagula afsid betare. Afritzur. Ubeit kim kovainikim. וכן כוסף מרשאו ומביא התרישה בבא וכוסף מי יודע בן אפילו ריבות כל הפעם אחת סתיר זין סגר ופושט so the shachs is the mechaber and ramo don't even require the chatzchile b'dikare but the marshal is chesis for the shita of the azorua and the chatzchile she should make it b'dikare v'ilta v'yitzre ze tara shalop so god come not feel after the tara mein mi amo chazay miki umi u tzricha b'dike teir zayin kol yin lechatzchile מי הוא בדיעבד עם ליבות כעצמו, רק פרמחס, תרצאי נסעי. But, one בדיקה זין נקים is required. There is a shit as a shaming that even one בדיקה is not necessary. She just has to alert herself to the fact, to the question, as to whether she sees them or not. She was your mal olum in the isom ishoa she see meches. Bidaito mechinaat mo lechupe. Afal pishal niskacha adayin. ויש לי שמח התפילה סומך לדורס מצווה בכל מדי אפשר וימין הגלית וילה קלה ליל דלת so שיר סיון מלולו מיין איזו that's the רשבו says that נשאו שהיא שמחס בדייתו ומכינו עצמו לחופו אף על פי שלו נזכת שעדיין when she decides when she starts preparing yourself for the chuppah. V'yesh lismech hatfile somuch libelas mitzvah b'chol mager. V'chatfile that the Rashbam says that. So the tfile should be as close to libelas mitzvah as possible. V'chatfile. V'aminig libel akale leodalat. Of course, that applied only in the days when Jews were accustomed that the psule should get married as the original takonet. But today we're not zoya on that. I mean, we're not zoya, we're not mechuyev to be zoya on it. We're not mechuyev to be zoya on it. For two reasons. First of all, because we don't have a bezin that sees Monday and Thursday, you know, there is no field for Tzula to be Nises B'im Ovi, let's say Tuesday night, to be Nises Tuesday night, and then there's another, the whole term of the Takoni is that if he finds Tanis Psulim, so he'll be able to come to Bezin, and betain Tanis Psulim. But that was Shayach, Bizman Chazal, and even Bizman Rishayim, when there was a substantial interval between the Eresin and the Nisuin. But today, all the colors have the din of Kidei Shubal Alta. Kidei Shubal Alta, some mele, he couldn't be. Some mele, there couldn't be a chshoshe. Maybe she committed adultery after the kedushin, because there is no interval between the kedushin and the nisuin and the bilas mitzvah. Some mele, the whole requirement of psula nisis b'im ovi doesn't apply to it. So he says b'amine, but. In the time of the Ramon, the Rishenim, the minig was that the psula was missing in Ovi. Today it's not Chaya. So, the minig litve la kale leil dalet, Tuesday night, afal pishal tivoyel keil mitzoy Shabbos. So, there'll be Tuesday night, Wednesday night, one misles, Thursday night, two misles, Friday night, three misles, mitzoy Shabbos, four misles. There'll be an interval of four misles. אבל אין להרחי כתבילה מן הבילה יסם זה ואם לדיבוי עוד מתי שבס יש לו לבדיק עצמו בכל יים עד בילה סמית that's not אני נדצה לך תחילה ודווקא לך תחילה אבל בלעבד אין להחמי ללבוד כל הקמפה אחס תרזי בכל חוסן ישו לקלה כידים שהיא דבו אם שומו שיבו נקי אם דוחו הניסויים מחמסי זה סיבו, אף על פי שיוש חושיב הניקים, suppose they postpone the wedding. So, צריכו להחזר ברשת זי ניקים, וליטבר, כשנספשו לעסיס הניסויים. Because since the wedding was postponed, either broken off or postponed, and then there was a new tviyeh, so there might be a new chimut. Af opi shebotka atzmo tomik biyomim shebentayim, lo nehan. Why? Because since she didn't think of getting married, so mele, she might not even be aware of a deeper zamkha. Over the kings of tales manze, behind Hosn Shepirso Kalosi Nido, Kadim Shebolo, Luis Yahidimo, who Yoshin bin Anoshin, the Yishina bin Anoshin. Ye Shemri, Moise of Tero Kishenoso, the Leibo. The Leibo, Upirso, Nido Ahakei, a Mitzriho Shimorei. So there is a Shibis Rishenim, and the Ramo mentioned it, that if she was a tailor, the day of the wedding, and Leibo Aleo, so then, and then, 5 days later, still Leibo Aleo, and he had an opportunity to go Aleo, and she was piercing Nido, so they can be Mishiach. Of course, that cheated certain holds. That Suga Bashishanim implies that between husband and wife, even without the husband, there is no Yisrael. But there is a special Xere, Yom Yitzchatok. And according to the Raibe, it's only at night, not in the daytime. But assuming that the Rosh can also agree with that, that there is no Yisrael, except that the Rosh holds. There is a special Xera Duma Yitzchatok even the daytime. The Ravid holds the special Xera Duma Yitzchatok is only in the nighttime, but not in the daytime. And the Rosh holds that even the daytime there is a special Xera, but it's not a general Yisrael. It's another Yisrael. Some Mele, the Xera of Duma Yitzchatok is only Shayach if he had no opportunity to be borrowed. But if she was Teo and still he was not Bola, so that means that it's not Yitzri Tokov, he's not so low. So Mele, that is a doesn't apply. You see, it all can be explained on the basis of that Shite, that there is no Issa here. It's another Issa. You see, according to the Haile, in the daytime, he can be Mishachit with her. He can stay in the apartment all by themselves the whole day. But sleeping together in the same room requires Tishmiras. The Anachmi Atodal of Boche, but it means that the Ramor is actually major in such a case. He only says Todal of Boche, but he is major in such a case. Vein lichalik bozeh bin bochol li'almen או יפסו לו לאלמונו, יש אמרים שעשו לו ליחד עימי ביי כמו בלילו, ואין צורך ליהי שתי שמירייס רק הוא בין אנושים או אישים בין אנושים, תור בשם הראש, נת לגרייבת שתי. ואם אין נשאים בחדר אחד, אין צריכים שם הכלל. But that means, in separate rooms, and he can't open one room to the other. One room to the other, but if he can open one room to the other, so that's not set up room, so it's like the same room. The Yeshim Rim, the Belailo, Tzorich, Shtei Shmires, who the Yeh Mutal is Yachid, or Ayat, the Aminech, that's like the third chit. The Aminech Likach Kotne Yitzala Chosn, Uktane Yitzala Kau. So he meets two shmiras at night. When he's yardin b'yein, b'loy koton uktan. That's the meaning. Like the biggest one. So there are three shittis. We don't say, inasmuch as he was already married to her, so Mela, there is no real chibur, because it's an old husband. No, so we say that the choshe applies even to the case of Malza Choshose. What should I do? I can't start ignoring Shabbos. So that will be next. So. According to that Lashon Tosfos, lay behold that Enoch Nami, we don't have to resort to Gzeiros HaKosam. We don't want to resort to Gzeiros HaKosam, because since it emanates from a different cause, so she's not in here. Iname, after Gav, the Shnei Mayone say, יש לי דם להדם דין המוקר קוסי, אלא דווקא עם מוקר שעתיר on טרס. The second טרס would say, holds the tibin according to Leib. So without the Gzeros HaKosuf, without the Gzeros HaKosuf, so it would be Tome also, since it comes from the Mokar. It comes from the Mokar. But the Machlekes between Rab and Leib is, what does the Gzeros HaKosuf tell us? Right, I mean, I'll discuss now, I can discuss. Please discuss. Okay.